From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. An arraignment for a Hoopa area biologist charged with molesting a young girl was postponed on Wednesday. An attorney making a special court appearance for Dr. Joshua Strange, asking for a delay for a week so Strange can decide if he's going to hire that attorney as his counsel. Strange is behind bars in lieu of $1.4 million bail. He's charged with two counts of oral copulation of a child 10 years or younger and two counts of lewd and or lascivious acts on a child younger than 14. It's alleged the crimes occurred between January 2014 and August 2015. Strange runs Sweet River Sciences and before that worked as a fish biologist for the Yurok tribe for 11 years, then as a senior fisheries biologist for Stillwater Sciences for 4 years. How to spend Measure Z funding for the upcoming fiscal year. A Citizens Advisory Committee is meeting on that issue today. The half-cent sales tax goes toward law enforcement, firefighters, and other public safety services. The meeting, which the public's invited to, happens at 2 p.m. in the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors chambers. The focus will be on how spending went last year and how much funding services will receive this final year. There could be higher water and sewer rates coming in the not-so-distant future in McKinleyville. Board members are talking about a mainline master plan which would replace all underground water and sewer pipes, providing long-term sustainability. Well, to make it viable, the city would have to put up about $1 million and potentially increase the sewer rate to 7% the first 2 years and 3% after that. In Del Norte County, one supervisor wants to get rid of the cannabis working group. Chairman Supervisor Chris Howard has received a request from First District Supervisor Roger Gitlin to put the matter on a meeting agenda. The working group had been approved unanimously by supervisors. Howard says he'll allow Gitlin to address the matter and then they'll see about a vote on it. The group researches issues and drafts ordinances for legal cannabis that's reviewed by County Council. Applications for property tax deferment for the 2018-2019 tax year now available. The program allows homeowners who are seniors, blind, or have a disability and who meet income, equity, and other requirements to postpone payment of property taxes on their primary residence. The PTP program returned in 2016 after being suspended by the legislature for 7 years due to lack of funding in the wake of the recession. In the 2017-2018 tax year, California homeowners were able to postpone close to $2.9 million in residential property taxes. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.